And we're going to continue now with our summer reading series, You Must Read This. You may know author Julie Powell from her Julie and Julia blog and book. In 1 year, she cooked all 524 recipes in Julia Child's Mastering the Art of French Cooking. Well, today she reaches back to her hormone-raging adolescent self for You Must Read This.
I have a friend who defines puberty as the period between the moment you figure out just what it is you want and the moment when your body, your parents, or the law will actually permit you to do it. How are we to fill up all that time until we got there? My friend turned to David Bowie and The Clash. I read fantasy novels. Most fantasy books for young adults are shabby, formulaic affairs, but that didn't matter. Reaching that last page and swimming back up into reality, where the light was too bright but the colors somehow not bright enough, was a heady, frankly erotic feeling. If I'd smoked when I was 12, I'd have lit a cigarette. I rarely read that way anymore, but every now and then I crave a hit of that adolescent intensity. When I do, I go to Philip Pullman's trilogy, His Dark Materials. Pullman has created a baffling, sometimes frightening world of warrior polar bears and cowboys in dirigibles, creatures with elephant trunks and wheels for feet. But his greatest invention is the daemon. In His Dark Materials, daemons are essentially your soul embodied, an animal familiar that everyone possesses and cannot live without. Women have male daemons, men have female ones. They are your friends, your protectors, your co-conspirators, truly your soulmates. In childhood, the daemon changes form easily. Moth to cat to lizard, whatever serves the mischief of the moment. Lyra, the young protagonist of His Dark Materials, stretches her wings and sharpens her claws alongside her daemon, Pan, in order to start figuring out who she is. Gradually, though, the daemon susses out what his true form is going to be once his human reaches adulthood. Lyra meets a sailor who took up his vocation, despite a tendency towards seasickness, because his daemon took the form of a dolphin. The man must follow where his soul leads, even if he takes not quite the joy he once did in her spinning leaps through the water and into the light. This is why Pullman's His Dark Materials is magic. What pulls me in and leaves me gasping is not the fantasy, but the reality of the dizzying submersions of adolescence and the heartbreak of setting them aside. Let my friend have his punk rock odes to rebellion. Pullman's daemons are what remind me what I was like, when everything in the world was still waiting to be done.
Julie Powell is the author of Julie and Julia, My Year of Cooking Dangerously. Our series, You Must Read This, continues at npr.org.